So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So welcome to today's podcast. In today's podcast on the Business Growth Show, we're going to talk about which end of month reports should you be having for your business. So at the end of each month, for all of our clients, we provide them with an end of month report. Now, I'm actually going to show an edited version of this report. It's a smaller version just for the sake of the podcast. And obviously, I've taken out some of the personal data regarding the client, but it's just an average client who's been with us a short period of time, couple of months really. But it's just to give you an example of the sort of stuff that we look at as a digital marketing agency, which enables us to look at how to improve that client's business, what we should be working on. But it's something that you should be using as well, because you can also be using this in your business too. You should be, you know, what is it that you should be looking at the end of the month when you look at the history of your business for that particular month? What is it online that you should be looking at? And most people don't know. And in fact, not only do they not know, they don't really care for some reason. And then they wonder why the business isn't growing. And I'm like, well, what's your data look like? And we go, oh, no, we don't have data. I'm like, well, you need data to be able to look at what you've done. And that then tells you what you're supposed to do. That's, you know, like the budget forecast. That spreadsheet tells me what I've done and it tells me what I need to do in order to get my results. And the scales, if you're weighing yourself, tells you what you've done this last month compared to the month before, and then determines what you should be doing the following month. That's what reporting is. But we find that a lot of businesses, they either don't know how to do it, they don't want to do it, it's boring as hell, they don't know how to collect the information. And actually, we provide this for all of our clients. And in fact, we provide two types of reports for our clients. The first report is an end of month report, which is on this screen over here, and I'm going to show you that and run through that. But then the second thing that we do, because I'm a great believer in transparency, is that we actually show what we've actually done, what work, how many images, how many PDFs, how many videos, how many landing pages, and so on, because I'm a great believer, as I say, in transparency. So let me just have a look here. Oh, that's the wrong video. Okay, that's fine. So what we're going to do first is let's start with the first one, which is this one here. So first of all, let's have a look at website visits and correlation with posts. So what does this mean? Well, first of all, how many website visitors are you actually getting every single month? That's really important, because if you're only getting two, there's no point in working on landing pages and making your website look amazing when you're only getting like a couple of people visiting it every single month. So that tells you what you should be doing, which is driving more traffic. The more traffic that you get to the website at that point, then, you know, you need landing pages and more content and so on. Now, that's not to say that you should just start off driving traffic to the website, because if you've got no content on your website, what's the point on driving it? So you do need a little bit of content. You need some landing pages, but honestly, you should be writing a piece of content. Just write a blog and you know, then post that blog onto social media. So let me just show you this this screen here. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, let me show you that. So across the top, we've got website activity, and this is one of our clients. Page views 976, 484 visits, which is not a huge amount, but they've not been driving that much traffic in the past. And this is actually an improvement on the traffic that they were driving. 63% bounce rate. We're going to cover bounce rates a little bit further on. But the one thing that I really want you to understand here. So here in dark orange, you've got total visitors. Now, you'll notice that the social media posts, which is in grey, you'll notice that there is a correlation between the two. And when we talk about correlation with posts, we're talking about social media posting. Let me just block that user on YouTube who's posting spam. we're talking about when people post, they post on social media, and then magically, like that day or a couple of days after, there's usually a correlation between that. Now, here on this first peak, there was a lot of website and then there was a post. So that's not quite the same. That's topsy-turvy. But here, you'll see that the more you post, the more website visitors you're actually going to get. Now, down here at the bottom, which you can't actually see for some reason. Why can't you see that? You can't see that. I don't know why you can't see that.
Let me just... Oh, that's not it at all. So let me just move that over. Why can't you see that at the bottom? This might be an easier way of doing it. Yeah, let's just do it this way. Okay. The joys of modern technology. Okay, so this is a better way of doing it. Yeah, that's fine. So across here, down at the bottom, where you see 22.48, I don't see why I can't just run this as a slideshow. And you just can't see it. That's the problem. And you still can't see it there. Let me move the image up. There we go. Down here at 22.84, that's the number of sessions that it's increased by. So we've actually increased the number of sessions hitting their website by 22%. So what that then tells us is that this information is... not the information. What we're actually doing for this client is actually working because we've increased the number of website visitors by 22%. Now, it wasn't hard to do, to be fair, because we've been a client for maybe 2 or 3 months now. And when we first started working with them, this number was like 60% because they'd increased their website visits significantly because they weren't driving any traffic at all. And so obviously we're month one we upped it by 60%, month two was by like 40%, and month three we're just getting into normal traffic level. So I mean, it's still gone up, which is obviously very good. But the important bit for you guys to understand is this bit here at the top where it talks about correlation. You can't see that still. Correlation between website between social media posting and the amount of visits that you actually have hitting the website. That bit is really, really important. So what that tells me is that the more you post on social media, the more traffic that you're going to actually have. Now, let me just pull up some notes here because I just wanted to make sure that I cover everything on this particular topic. So the more you post, the more traffic you get. But that's if, of course, you're driving traffic to the website, because not all posting on social media will be driving traffic to your actual website. We actually drive quite a bit of traffic to various things. It might be to a YouTube video because we want to get the YouTube hits. It might be to a private Facebook group because we want to get people inside our Facebook group. It might be an affiliate link to somebody else's where the person signs up and we make a little bit of money. It can be all sorts of different things. So it's not the be-all, end-all. But for me, I love the idea of driving traffic to the website because the more traffic you have on the website, the better it is, especially when you start actually incorporating things such as Facebook pixels. When you add a Facebook pixel, everybody who lands on your website, you know who's landed on your website, and you know, like, you don't know who it is, but you know these people have landed, but you also know which pages they've landed on. So if you've got a property sourcing page, you can send adverts just to people who've landed on the property sourcing page. If you've got a digital marketing page, and this describes my business, if you've got a digital marketing page and you want digital marketing clients, we can send Facebook adverts just to those people. And so this is why we want to be driving everybody over to the website. And again, the more you post, the more you drive traffic back to your website. Now, obviously, one of the main things that you should be doing is driving people over to landing pages. Whatever that landing page might be, it might be download our free guide, download our Facebook ads guide, download a freebie on, you know, I think we do one, and it's a property inspection form, which is a form that I've used for the last 23 years when I'm going around looking at properties to use that information to negotiate discounts. So that's really vital. And so you should be driving people to the landing pages where you want actual conversions to take place. So let's move on to the next one then. So next up then, let's talk about traffic sources and percentages. So where's your traffic actually coming from? This bit's really, really important. So let me just make sure that's fine. Okay, so let me transition over to this and just share screens again here. So right here, you've got traffic sources. Now, let me explain what this you're looking at here. And if you're not looking, you listen to the podcast, I'm going to explain it anyway. So right now, you've got traffic sources. 5.6% of all traffic is coming from referrals. 3.1% is coming from other people sending traffic to your website. Direct is 46%, so that's people going on and literally typing the domain name. 46% is really good, by the way. It means that your branding is working because people are going away and then are typing in URL. Now, for branding that's working should be online digital marketing. And obviously that's something that we do, needless to say. And so that's good because it shows that what we're actually doing, the work we're actually doing, is actually working for the client. And then the last one is organic search. So this is where someone goes to Google, they type in whatever it is that happen to be looking for. Yeah, that's fine. And then once they've got that, let me just check here, because I think there's something not working here. No, I think it's fine. Okay. Yeah, so organic search is where they're actually typing in on Google to actually find out what they want. Now, the three circles that I've actually done here. So we've got traffic from social. Now, that's increased by 12.5%. So the more that we've actually posted on social media for them, the more they've actually got traffic going back to their website. So it means we're doing our job really well. Now, one thing I just want to check is, because I feel that the screen is the wrong size, so just before we go any further, I just want to have a quick look. Mid-podcast. Got to get it right, folks. If it's not right, what's the point, right? Let's just have a look here. And it probably is. Yeah, it's fine. I don't know what I'm moaning about. Okay, that's fine. So let me just go back. So what this means is that it's traffic from social has increased by 12.5, which is telling me that actually we're doing our job quite right. Now, when we look at social, 70% of all traffic is coming from Facebook and 29% is coming from LinkedIn. Now, Twitter reporting, for some reason, is all over the place. For some reason, it works and sometimes it doesn't. I have no idea why. But the other important thing that we want to look at is traffic from other websites has increased by 114%. So that's people embedding links on their website and driving traffic back to this website. Now, that could be other people, affiliates, driving traffic back to this website. And then finally, traffic from search has increased by 48%. Now, this is the other thing that we find, which is one of these little correlations, which is always a bit weird. But the correlation that we find is that the more you post on social media, the more your search engine traffic increases. Now, I have absolutely no idea why, but I've got a few thoughts about why this is. When you're posting on social media, other people will share that content. And sometimes they'll take it and they'll embed it on their website and they'll have a link back to your website. Now, that's actually connected to search because what does Google like? The more links you've got pointing to your website, and we know for a fact that Google, one of the signals that it looks at to rank your website is social media signals. So the more content you produce, the more social media signals you get, and therefore Google ranks your website higher. And so that's the reason why, and I'm pointing over there because that's where the screen is, that's the reason why traffic from search has increased by almost 50% in just a month. I mean, these are absolutely phenomenal numbers. When we look at these are such good numbers. So this bit's really important. You want to understand, like this bit up here, 5.6% of all traffic comes from social media. We actually want to increase on that. And we want to increase it. Now, the reason why we want to increase it, let me just move down to the next one. So let's talk about increasing percentages on decreasing percentages and around this traffic. So let me just go back and share this screen. So we've got 5.6% from social media. Now, we want to increase on that, okay? Now, obviously, there's only 100% in 100% in a percent, right? There's only 100 out of, that's what it means, percent, 1 out of 100. So if we increase social from 5.6 to 10%, it means that one of these other figures might be referrals, it might be direct, it might be organic search, but that's got to drop. One of those has to drop because it's out of 100, it's a percentage, right? You understand how percentages work. So this is one of the things that people kind of go, oh no, my social's increased by 10%, but my referrals or my direct traffic's decreased by 4%. And it's like, yeah, but it's out of 100. That's how it works. So don't get too worried when you're running your own reports. And we run our, you know, every client of ours gets a report like this. We love transparency. We love that, you know, if we're screwing up, basically, and these figures are all going the wrong way, we want to know that. Because it's like, well, what are we doing different that we need to change so that we can turn it around and send traffic upwards? And sometimes they do go down, just depends. But they often, when they're going down, it's 6 months in, 10 months in with a client, and we've already increased it by 1,000% over the period of time. And then it's just these little minor adjustments depending on what they've got going on and the type of content that they've got going off, going out, and so on. But actually understanding these percentages is really important. for you to be able to work out what you should be doing next. Let me just go check something else here. Just want to check on this screen. Where am I? Here I am. Let's have a look. Yeah, that's fine. So let me just pull up OBS again. So that's how you increase, or that's why you should be increasing percentages. Now, how do you increase the percentages? Well, you should be working on all sorts of aspects with your business, because you should be running keyword optimization on your website. And if you don't know how to do that, you should be paying us to run SEO for you. That's one of the services that we do. You should be running organic content so that you're driving more social media traffic to your website, but in addition, and in a kind of roundabout way, you're actually increasing traffic from Google, because Google looks at the social signals. That bit's really, really important. Okay, so let's just have a look at the next bit. Now, the next bit I want to talk about then is your bounce rate. Your bounce rate is really, really important. And I noticed that you can't see this. So let me just move this up so you can actually see it. There we go. Let's move this over so you can actually see it. So bounce rate. What's bounce rate? So a bounce rate basically is where someone lands on your website and then jumps immediately off the website. So they hit it and bounce straight off. Now, it's usually only within a few seconds. And if they're on within a few seconds, then that's classed as a bounce rate. Now, the lower the bounce rate, the better it is. And this one here is actually quite an average bounce rate. It's about, well, actually, it's not bad. I'd say it's about 70%. Most bounce rates are about 70%. And your idea is that you keep dropping it. Now, when you're reducing bounce rate, you don't get 20% reductions in bounce rate. It just drops slowly every single time. But what you want to be doing is you want to be keeping people on your website. So you want to give them a reason as to why they should be staying on your website and looking around. Now, Google loves a lower bounce rate. So the lower the bounce rate, in other words, the more that you can keep somebody on your website, the higher your website is going to rank. So putting in embedding videos and driving traffic to your website with an embedded video does two things. One is it gets your YouTube video more views. Second thing that it does is it drives traffic back to your website. And let's say that that web page was to do with property in some way. You've got your Facebook pixel on that page. So then when you want to run adverts for people who are interested in property, you can include that page. And anyone who's landed on that page and watched that video now gets served an advert. This is how it works. It's very, very clever. But it's 2022. It should be bloody clever. We've got, you know, we've colonized the planet with robots. Mars, you know, so they've got robots on there. We are conquerors of another planet, albeit by very stupid robots, controlled by us here in on Earth. But this is bounce rate, and the less bounce rate you've got, the better it's going to be for you. Let me just pull up my notes, make sure I've not covered, not missed anything else off. So yeah, post engagements. Now the bit that's important here is, let me just go back onto the next one. Yeah, so engagement is the next bit that I actually want to talk about. And I noticed that you can't see some of that. So let me just move some of this over, make it a bit smaller. That's fine. Okay, so you can see that. So on the engagement, now obviously here you've got increasing engagement, and actually this figure down here, it's increased by 26.5%. So it's increased within a month by 25%, which is amazing, okay? And that's exactly what you want. But one of the things that you don't want to focus on is pure engagement, because engagement's irrelevant. It's like, it's just irrelevant. It's like, you know, how many views am I getting? How many likes am I getting? Is an ego-based reaction to how many views you're getting. It's irrelevant. The only thing that matters for me is, what's the cash in the bank? How many leads are we generating? How many contacts have we increased this month by? And that is really important stuff. And sometimes it's very hard for us to get that information out of a client, because they either don't want to share it or they don't know how to share it. And it's not something that they look at. So unfortunately, we have to check out bounce rate. Sometimes if we've created their lead generation, we actually get emails whenever a lead's generated as well. And we enjoy getting those emails. But for us, audience growth is really important, and engagement is very important as well, but it's not the be-all, end-all. And I think too many people just focus on these, when actually you should be focused on leads, contacts, phone calls, strategy sessions, meetings, sales, cash. That stuff is what pays all the bills. Getting 1,000 likes on a post doesn't pay bills. I was having a conversation with yesterday or the day before, and it's a chap I've known for quite some time, and he was telling me about his daughter who's getting all these views on TikTok, like 600,000 views. And a couple of days previous to that, I was reading about how TikTok manipulates views. And as soon as you monetize it, the views go right down. And it's almost, I'm not saying TikTok do this, obviously, but it's almost like, are the views actually views? Or is there something else going on here? And I suspect there's probably something else going on there, quite frankly. But let me just show you this as well, because I just want to show you this down here. What am I doing there? Okay. Why can't that work? There we go. So this is one of the things. So we're talking about impressions here. I just took a screenshot because you can't see it. So total impressions has actually increased by 31% since the previous accounting period, if you like. So since the start of November, end of October to the start of December, and then from the 1st of December up to, you know, last month's report at the end of December, the total impressions has increased by 37%. And here you can see the impressions, and it's all organic. I ran some Facebook ads down at the bottom here in December, which is something that they wanted to run. But basically it's organic, but the organic, or rather the total page impression has increased by 37%. This sort of stuff is what you want to be looking at, because what it means is that the content that you're actually putting out is actually working for you. And if you're putting out content and none of these numbers are changing, it's awesome, because it's like, well, the content's wrong, obviously. So this number will tell you, and all of these numbers that we've gone through today, all of these will actually tell you, let me move you back to me. All of these numbers will tell you what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong. And this is why you should be pulling out these reports, getting Google Analytics and looking at what's the most popular page that people have landed on the last 7 days. And if you've got one page which is really outstanding, which is the page that most people land on, you can go back in and edit that page and have a really good call to action. Come and join my Facebook group. If that's the most popular page, have your call to actions on those most popular pages and pick the top five and do one a day and edit that page and start adding more calls to actions, add sales links and buttons and that kind of thing to that actual page. I mean, I do this with my YouTube channel, which I'm not going to show you, but let's have a look at analytics here on my YouTube videos. This bit is really, really important. So we are increasing our views. And I can see the graph is going up exactly how it should be. And then if I go to our Libsyn, which is what we use for uploading podcasts to iTunes and Spotify and Amazon and all of that kind of thing. I reckon one day our podcasts will be on Netflix, by the way. I'm sure Netflix, that's pretty easy for Netflix to do, is just add podcasts onto their system. I don't know why they don't do that. That would be cool. Imagine having your own show on Netflix via podcast. That's pretty amazing. But when I look at our views, our downloads, I can see them going up again. All this stuff, all this data is really, really important, because this is telling you what it is that you should be focusing on next. And a lot of business owners, especially at the start, they're sat twiddling their thumbs, they don't know what to work on. And it's like, well, guys, this data is going to tell you what you should be working on. Let me just go back to this one and share this one. Second screen. There. Let me just share that. So this one right here, this will tell you what your growth is. This will, you know, number of sessions increased by 22.84%. You can't see that, so let me just show you that as well. Okay, yeah, look at that. Number of sessions increased by 22.84%. This is what you should be doing. This is why you're driving traffic. But most people don't understand that, because they can't see the numbers. It's like, they can't see in real life what's actually going on, because they never pull out reports. And so you've got to start pulling out reports. It's It's absolutely vital. It's the number one thing that you should be doing if you've not done it yet. And if you don't know how to do it, just book a strategy call and we'll pull off a report for you. We'll show you how it's done. We'll have a chat about your content. We'll take a look at your Facebook page and we'll see what is it that you're doing right and what is it that you're doing wrong. Now, actually, we're only seeing one side of it, which is what's presented on Facebook. What's underneath the bonnet, underneath the hood of the car? What's actually happening inside the engine? That's the bit that we really need. We can't get access to that until you sign up and we start running these reports and we start putting content out and we start seeing your website views increase. And when your website views start to increase, guess what actually happens after that? Your money, your income, your cash flow, all of that starts to increase as well. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful. It's really a tough podcast doing reports because we're all over the place and it's so hard and it's not the most of interesting of topics. But it's like do reports or just it's like driving to the airport and not having sat nav and not knowing where the airport is. Like, are you even going in the right direction? Is what you're doing actually working and moving you closer to your goal? And you don't know because you haven't got the reports. And then it's even worse because it's like driving to the airport but without a car, right? If you've not got content going out in any way, shape or form on a regular basis, and not the crap content that everybody puts out, pictures of cats and motivational quotes, that doesn't help. It doesn't grow your business. It's just, it helps you think that you've done okay by putting out a bit of content, but really, it's not really helping. So look, I hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.